is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Get your lineup set. It's time for Start or Sit.
Let's go.
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
All right, we got the AFC home games today, and I am really looking forward to previewing the Baltimore-New Orleans game. Fellas, is that the most interesting game on the slate in terms of fantasy?
I don't know if it's the most interesting in terms of fantasy.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. There's Cincinnati, Kansas City should be fine.
Well, shootouts.
The Lions and Dolphins.
That could be one.
No.
What about Giants, Falcons?
Oh, I'm not talking about the highest scoring. I'm talking about the toughest start-sit decision.
But scoring is where it's at.
Lions and Dolphins.
Scoring is where it's at in fantasy. So, of course, those games are going to be more interesting.
Okay, fine. Hi, Jamie.
I agree with you. It's the most interesting game.
Yeah, that's my boy. All right, all season long, CBS Sports is delivering the best fantasy football advice directly through the Google Assistant. You'll be able to compare players and get insights into who to start, sit, add, and drop. And we will turn to the guys, Dave, Jamie, and Heath today to find out how this works later in the show as we will have a little quarterback debate and we'll bring in the Google Assistant for it. I want to talk about Dave's trade chart today. Some fun stuff there. Some emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Let's start with the big news. T.Y. Hilton practiced in full. And he's got the Bills. He's got one of the toughest matchups. Do we expect T.Y. Hilton to play? And are we starting him?
Yes to both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got him as a low-end number two wide receiver right now. There's some risk, but I think they'll move him around enough, and he just needs one play.
They've been doing that a lot. They've moved him plenty, and I think that's smart of them to do, and that's what they should continue to do.
And you saw a great receiver score on Tre'Davious White last week with DeAndre Hopkins, so it's not foolproof.
And would you start any of the Broncos? Like, you'd start David Johnson over him, but what about Sanders or Lindsey over T.Y. Hilton?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, really? Okay. Dalvin Cook practiced in full. Is he going to play, and are we going to start him?
Yes, and maybe.
Yes, and flexish.
Flexish is the good way to call it. We don't know yet how much he'll play. We might not find out how much he'll play. Matchup's not bad, but workload is a major concern.
Yeah, for Dalvin Cook. Would you start Dalvin Cook or Royce Freeman?
Cook.
Cook.
Unless you hear anything differently about Dalvin's situation, I have him ranked, I think, one spot higher than Freeman.
Lindsey or Cook?
Lindsey.
I will go Lindsey.
Christian Kirk or Dalvin Cook?
PPR Kirk. Standard, I might go with Cook.
I'd go Cook.
All right. Heath?
I think I'd go Lindsey and both.
No, Christian Kirk or Dalvin Cook.
Lindsey.
He answered your question.
Isaiah Crowell did not practice. Do we expect Isaiah Crowell to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, he pulled this stunt last
week. Don't know how good he'll be, but he'll play.
Robbie Anderson and Terrell Pryor did not practice. Quincy Enunwa is out a few weeks.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do without those guys?
I own Jermaine Kearse in our podcast league 14-team PPR. He is 10% owned. He had 9 catches for 94 yards on 10 targets last week.
You're going to get a lot of work.
I've been starting Terrell Pryor all year.
Dave, you hush. Derek Anderson's going to start for Buffalo. I'm sure you've been starting Derek Anderson all year.
I have. Yeah. I've been starting Anderson and Pryor all year.
Julian Edelman was limited with a heel injury. Do we think he plays?
Yep. Yeah.
He'll play.
And CJ Uzama was limited in practice. He'll be at Kansas City. We think he's going to play, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A sneak peek at that game. Your stat of the game is about CJ Uzama. 5 straight tight ends have had 57 or more yards against the Chiefs. That includes Jeff Heuerman and Niles Paul. So maybe Uzama
can
get there.
And Rob Gronkowski.
And Rob Gronkowski, yes. Do you expect these players, Mohamed Sanu and Calvin Ridley?
They're practicing on Thursday, so I think they've got a chance to make it to Sunday. That would be bad for Justin Hardy, who I've also been starting every week this season.
How about Leonard Fournette this week?
Haven't been starting Fournette because he's been hurt.
Nope.
Oh, no, he's not going to play.
All right,
we're
Dave.
We're starting to think that it's going to be the bye week. Or after
like
the bye week.
While.
Yeah.
Dave, let's talk about your trade chart. It's fun. I like it. It's cool. It's neat.
Thanks. I do it for you.
Thank you. Much appreciation. Some of the things that stood out to me, and you can take it away and talk about the things that stood out to you or the things you've gotten the most feedback on. But how about Keenan Allen? He's your 23rd ranked wide receiver on the trade chart, and that's basically rest of season rankings. We also have an email, why is Dave so low on Keenan Allen this week? I think you have him around 24th. That email is from Chris at fantasyfootballcbsi.com.
He hasn't been productive. We haven't seen him with, you know, we see him with better games in PPR, obviously, because of the volume, but doesn't have a lot of touchdowns this year. Does he even have a game with 100 yards? He might have had one in week one.
He had one last week.
Oh, 100 total. He did have 100 total last. But he hasn't been dominant, and he certainly hasn't even been, I don't know, top 20 good. Last week he was, but for the most part, he hasn't been. So yeah. That's baked into his value, and right now he's a good – I would argue that it's a good time to try and trade for him.
This week I think he goes off.
Well, it's
I'm
a good
worried
time
about him this week.
It's a good time to trade for him, Dave, but you have him 23rd, you know? So,
that's what Dave does. He puts him low into the trade chart. Now he's going to make a bunch of offers for him and say, look, this says it's a good
I'm
deal
actually
on the trade
not.
Chart.
I'm actually not going to make any offers for Keenan Allen.
So
I think if you trade for Keenan Allen, that's the value that you should give up for him.
Guys, do you still, Jamie and Heath, do you still think Keenan Allen is a top 10 wide receiver?
I think he's going to go off this week and put himself back in that spot.
I don't think he's quite top 10, but I do think that he's top 15.
Why so optimistic this week, Jamie?
Because Malcolm Butler stinks.
He's not going to see a lot of Malcolm
It's
going
to be
though.
Interesting to see if it, what they do, because they put, what's his name? The kick returner. Dory Jackson's not bad. He was on John Brown last week. And John Brown didn't do much.
He's up and down. Butler's been terrible, but Logan Ryan is their slot corner, and he's been very good this year. And I'm worried about him lining up from Allen every time Allen plays in the slot, and that's where he plays the most. So that's what worries me. Keenan Allen, non-PPR, last five games. 6 points, 2 points, 6 points, 9 points. Last week he had 10 points. He had like 40 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Which is just not a part of his game on a regular basis. I think the Chargers are trying to get him going. It wouldn't surprise me, to Jamie's point, if Phillip Rivers kind of feeds him a little bit going into the bye week and they try and scheme up a short yardage touchdown for him. But I don't want to count on that. And
well,
I know the volume's been there, but the numbers haven't been.
I think the underrated reason for that is he's a volume receiver, and Phillip Rivers has not been a volume passer. Four of his last five games, he's thrown 30 passes or fewer. Yeah. It's going to be hard for Keenan Allen to be good if Rivers is throwing that much.
And that's the reason why I don't have Rivers as a top 12 quarterback this week. I don't think he's going to have to throw that much.
All right, other things on the trade chart. Sony Michel has the ninth highest value among running backs. So you have Sony Michel as a top 10 running back?
Yes.
Okay.
That is true. He's been really good. I recognize that there are a couple of mild concerns with him. If he fumbles, what happens? If he hurts his knee, obviously, then all this magic that he's got goes away. But he's playing so well. He's in such a great spot. There isn't anybody coming to take his work away from him. He's the lead back in New England. We've seen some amazing running backs as the lead back in New England put up huge numbers. And it's his turn. And this could be the beginning of a nice, long, prosperous season, maybe career for Sony. So, of course, he's going to be valuable.
I wouldn't worry about him fumbling. They don't really have anybody else that they could turn to.
I know, but we've seen it so many times with the coaches when a rookie running back fumbles that they want to teach him a lesson and all that crap, and then James White can end up being the guy for a game or two games, something like that, until Sony pays his penance. I just don't want to see it happen. It's, like I said, it's a mild risk. It's not a big risk.
All right, maybe more interesting on the running back trade value chart, Tariq Cohen – it's pretty high. You have him with basically the same value as...
The same value as Le'Veon
Bell. Yeah, right? So it's Tariq Cohen, Le'Veon Bell, Kerryon Johnson, Carlos Hyde, all basically the same value in non-PPR with Cohen and Bell slightly ahead of Kerryon Johnson and Carlos Hyde in PPR. So it seems like you're buying into Tariq Cohen.
How can you not? We've seen it now over the last several weeks where his playing time has gone up. Jordan Howard's has gone down. This offense might be skewing a little bit more toward the pass than the, you know, prehistoric style run game that we saw from Chicago definitely last year and toward the beginning of this year.
But he has one game with more than five carries.
he's just, he does a lot as a pass catcher.
He does.
And Trubisky is starting to take a little bit more of the workload in this offense. They're not leaning on Jordan Howard. And their defense let him down last week. So they had to go into a aggressive mode offensively, and Howard wasn't a huge part of that. Guys, and Howard fumbled at the goal line last week.
Anybody else this high on Tariq Cohen in the Le'Veon Bell? I mean, the other guys. I mean, Kerryon Johnson, Carl. Maybe you're just kind of lower on Le'Veon Bell than everyone. I don't know.
Tariq, that's definitely what it is.
Bell, Kerryon Johnson, Carlos Hyde. Jamie, what do you think about that group?
I mean, at this point, is there really much difference if this continues between Tariq Cohen and James White?
If this continues, I guess not. I mean, two straight games with seven catches. It's pretty awesome.
That's basically the same thing. I mean, White doesn't typically get a lot of carries. He's doing a lot in the passing game. So, I mean, there's obviously a bigger track record for him. But I just feel like if – kudos to Matt Nagy for how he hid Tariq Cohen in the preseason, which yep. hurt us. You know, you go back to the offseason and the things that they were saying about him, and then the way that they used him early in the preseason and those performances, it made you a little bit nervous about Cohen. But this is, I think, what their hope was for him all along. And if this is, he's not going to obviously score. He's got 53 PPR points in his last 2 weeks. He's not going to do that. But if he can be five catches a week, I think that's realistic. If he can be 5 to 10 carries a week, I think that's realistic. With what he's going to do with those touches, I think there's a big similarity to what James White's doing in that offense.
Could it be that he ends up doing, if he gets more opportunities, could he, this is going to sound stupid, I probably shouldn't say this, but could he come close to 70% of what Alvin Kamara did last year and be that guy?
Sure.
It's a good thing I said the 70% part. James White does have a little more value on the trade chart.
He should. I'm not saying that they're the same guy. I'm just saying, like, this is what James White does.
Right.
Yeah.
And there is concern that James White, if he does, you know, late season, Sony Michel's doing this thing, he could get very limited touches. So his value isn't quite as high. And I'd love to get your takes on Le'Veon Bell. And you tell me what you think Le'Veon should be worth on this trade chart. Because every week, when the news came out that he was definitely coming back week seven, his value went up. He was worth 20 points on the chart, which is pretty good. That's close to a low-end number one fantasy running back. And now that there's no guarantee he's going to be back and there could be a roster exemption and James Conner has played really well, and I'm kind of big on Conner at this point, I put Le'Veon down here. And I think anybody who acquires Bell is taking a chance that he won't be. That you're taking a chance that he will be what he was, but there's also a chance that he won't be. So you shouldn't have to give up that much in trade for him.
Heath, we haven't heard from you. So Le'Veon Bell is in this group with Tariq Cohen, Kerryon Johnson, and Carlos Hyde.
I think I've made my feelings on the Le'Veon Bell situation pretty clear. I have no flipping idea, and I don't think anyone else does.
But would you give up?
I'm not trading for Le'Veon Bell. I'm not trading him off the two or three teams that I have him on. I don't.
Like, no one's going to come at you with an offer of. If they come at you with Carlos Hyde for Le'Veon Bell, you're probably going to laugh at them and say, I've made it this far without Le'Veon Bell.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
Heath, would you take Carlos Hyde for Le'Veon Bell right now?
Especially PPR.
No, I'm saying.
You would take Bell.
You would rather take Bell.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But if you're Heath and you've got Le'Veon Bell, you're not going to take Carlos Hyde.
No, nor should anybody.
Right.
I don't.
I think it's close. I think if you need a running back bad, you can take Hyde for Le'Veon in non-PPR.
I think we've wasted like 6 hours of this podcast this year talking about Le'Veon Bell and none of it has been, and it's not our, like, it's not necessarily bad.
No,
we have
it's
to talk
important.
About it.
Yeah, it's important.
It's helped nothing.
Yeah. Well, if people do need help hiring, they can turn to ZipRecruiter. Because, you know, drafting Le'Veon Bell, third overall in our Buffalo Wild Wings draft, like I did, you know, back in, whenever that was, Labor Day, that was not smart. And holding on to Le'Veon Bell and just expecting him to be back by the end of September, that was not smart. But using ZipRecruiter.com/FFT to hire the right person, that is smart. ZipRecruiter.com/FFT for all of your hiring needs. ZipRecruiter is an outstanding site that is rated number one by employers in the U.S. ZipRecruiter.com/FFT is how you try it for free. ZipRecruiter does not wait for candidates to find you. It goes out and finds them for you by scanning thousands of resumes so you don't have to do all that legwork, identifying the right people for you, right skills, right education, right experience for your job, and ZipRecruiter actively invites them to apply. You will get qualified candidates, and you will get them fast. So listen, if you're hiring now, if you think you're going to be hiring in the future, please try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. That's how you try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. That is ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, quick round of emails here, and then we'll get to starter sit in a little bit. Sean in Kansas City says, 12-team PPR league, would you swap any of these guys out for Philip Lindsay? Would you start Lindsay over any of these guys? Ezekiel Elliott, Mark Ingram, Mike Evans, Devontae Adams, Tyler Boyd, Emmanuel Sanders. Devontae Adams, forget about him. He's on a bye.
So, I would start. Oh, so what does he mean?
I don't know why he put Adams.
Would you start Lindsay over anybody that Adam just named?
Mark Ingram was the one that jumped out to me.
Yes, I would start him over Ingram, but I assume you're not starting Adams on a bye. So if you have to start all but one of these guys.
Yeah. I don't know why Adams was on this list. So, yeah, start Lindsay over Ingram?
I wouldn't.
I would.
I would, too.
All right. Two say yes, one says no. This is from the man, the myth, the legend. That's really – take some stones to call yourself that in an email. If we're worried about Watson – are we worried about Watson going forward?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not this week. Going forward.
What do you mean? I wouldn't want to start him
We are not starting him this week. We are not dropping him or anything.
You definitely want to have a second quarterback if you have Watson as your starter.
I think we mentioned he's got a unfavorable schedule plus some injuries plus a bad offensive line. So the question from the man, the myth, the legend was, should I look to trade DeAndre Hopkins with these Watson concerns?
I mean, if you're going to get something great in return, then sure. But you know, don't just give him away because you're afraid of Watson missing time, because it doesn't seem like he's going to miss time.
No, and I'm not overly concerned about Watson's schedule. He does, like, it's bad this week, and he's got a couple of tough games, but the last Jacksonville game is not even the fantasy schedule, right?
Yeah. Right. This is his worst matchup remainder of the season.
And Dave has,
not to say he doesn't have some tough matchups, but this is the worst one.
Dave has Hopkins fifth on the trade chart behind Brown, Thielen, Green, and Devontae Adams. Very, very close, though. Tightly packed bunch. Brad from Iowa. Kenny. Based on your advice from Tuesday's show, I'm holding the Ravens DST in my 10-team league. However, the Chargers DST is available, and I see they're a top 3 DST in all of your rankings. I currently have 6 running backs on my roster. David Johnson, Hyde, Alex Collins, Smallwood, Lamar Miller, and Chubb. Would you drop, let's say, Smallwood, Lamar Miller, or Chubb, or the Ravens DST to pick up the Chargers DST?
I drop Chubb.
I would not.
I would either drop Chubb or Miller. It's a 10-team league, so getting one of those guys back, and honestly, getting the Ravens DST back, are all well within the realm of possibility.
So what would you do?
Thinking about it, processing in my mind.
Keith, you would do what? You would stick with the Ravens, or you drop the Ravens for the Chargers?
I'd start the Ravens.
I've kind of had it with Lamar Miller. And given the depth that you have at running back, I don't know if there's ever going to be a week where you're absolutely going to start Lamar Miller.
I agree with you. I would drop Chubb and Miller and pick up the Chargers DST and something else that could help you.
The only reason I wouldn't drop Chubb is because he has Hyde.
Okay, so just drop Miller. That's fine.
And I think Chubb is a good stash right now.
In a 10-team league, it's harder to stash.
Hyde
has to get hurt for him to have.
I don't know, man.
I think he does, but we've also seen Hyde get hurt.
Yeah.
He's not going to get. I'd be surprised.
Back to me. Jeff Tyler from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm running the show, people.
Yeah.
Dear,
okay, big boy. You must think that you... Was that email from you, the man, the myth, the legend?
Dear Paul, Gene, Peter, and Ace.
That would be Kiss.
Those are hardware stores. Should I start AP, Jordan Howard, Corey Clement, or Marlon Mack?
AP for me.
Peterson.
Peterson.
This is Adrian Peterson. All right, news and notes. Khalil Mack is day-to-day. Hopefully he plays against the Patriots. Ryan Tannehill could miss at least a few more games with a shoulder injury. I don't know if there's a concrete timetable here, but
he's out for week 8.
He is out for weeks. Are they on a bye, or they declared him out?
No, he's out for week 7 and week 8. They've already ruled him out for next week, too.
All righty. Thank you. Robert Turbin missed practice. I like that as a Marlon Mack owner. Darren Sproles did not practice.
They're saying Sproles is getting close, though. So that fun two-headed backfield that we saw in Philly, it's going to be three heads.
Yeah, yes. That's bad for Smallwood.
It's bad for Smallwood. It's bad for Clement. It's bad for all of them.
Denver without two starting offensive linemen, and Arizona's offensive line is beat up. Tonight's game, I cannot wait for tonight's game. Just so excited. New England right tackle Marcus Cannon is recovering from a concussion. Cincinnati left tackle Cordy Glenn was limited with an ankle injury. Eagles right tackle Lane Johnson did not practice. Kansas City could be missing two offensive linemen. They will certainly be missing Duvernay-Tardif, but Mitch Morse also has a concussion. Minnesota left tackle Riley Reiff missed practice. So Denver, Arizona, New England, Cincinnati, the Eagles, Kansas City, Minnesota, some of the teams dealing with offensive line injuries. Anything here really fantasy relevant?
Nothing yet. You'd like Denver's line to be a little healthier going into this game tonight, especially given the matchup, but it should still work out well for Lindsey and hopefully for Freeman too.
Dallas linebacker Sean Lee could return this week at Washington. And Saints cornerback Marshawn Lattimore was dealing with a concussion, but he practiced in full. Great news for them. All right, it's time to talk start or sit. Let's have a little quarterback debate for week 7. All right. So I want to show everyone a great way to get some fantasy advice. People, I hope you're using the Google Assistant, which, by the way, does a lot more than just answering fantasy questions. It happens to be a great app. This is a very small part of what the Google Assistant does. Helps keep me organized every day, actually. But for fantasy purposes, download the Google Assistant app on your phone and say, "Hey, Google, talk to CBS Sports." And then you can ask a start, sit, add, or drop question. I really enjoy using it. It's really a lot of fun. It's quick. And we're going to show you how it's done. But let's have Dave, Jamie, and Heath debate Kirk Cousins at the Jets or Jared Goff at San Francisco, and then we will let the Google Assistant chime in. All right, Jamie, why don't you start? Kirk Cousins or Jared Goff?
I like both. I think both have top five upside, but I'm going to go with Goff here. I just think that I like what our colleague, Pete Prisco Drink, said on FFT yesterday on our video show, that Sean McVay had his run game, and he got that out of the way, and now it's going back to what he wants to do most is throwing, and this 49ers secondary is awful. All but the great Josh Rosen have gotten at least 250 and three touchdowns or 425 and two touchdowns. It's such an unbelievable matchup for Jared Goff that he could let Cooper Kupp sit and have a field day. So I love the upside for Goff this week.
Ooh, all right. Dave?
I'd love the upside for Goff if he had Kupp. But without Kupp, that's one less target that I can count on in that offense. And we did see them run the ball very well. San Francisco's run defense, I wouldn't say that that's outstanding, even though they did a nice job against the Packers last week, kind of. The Jets, ever since they lost Trumaine Johnson, their pass defense has really taken a turn for the horrible. Blake Bortles, almost 400 yards passing, two touchdowns, 27 fantasy points. Case Keenum, almost 400 passing yards, two touchdowns, 25 fantasy points. Andrew Luck last week, 301 yards, four touchdowns with three picks, 30 fantasy points. So Kirk Cousins has a healthy receiving core. I think he goes in there and he lights them up after his offense ran the ball well last week. The difference is that his running back situation changes a little bit with Dalvin Cook being there. I think Kirk takes advantage. And isn't Adam Thielen going for an NFL record with 100 yards on Sunday?
Yeah, but we've seen Thielen have great games with
Cousins having very average games. That's true. Yeah. We saw it against Philadelphia, and I think we saw it last week as well.
He hasn't set the record yet.
No, needs one more game with 100 yards to break
tie
the
it,
record.
To tie
He's,
it.
I think he tied it already.
All right.
One way or the other, it means something.
Cousins
Jets
are golfing.
The Jets secondary is really bad, and I think Stephon Diggs has a monster game as well. So if I love Diggs and I love Thielen, gotta love Cousins.
All right, go ahead.
I ceded my time to the senator from Illinois.
My goodness. All right. Heath, real quick, Goff or Cousins?
They're both in my top four. I like Cousins slightly better. I think it's just a little bit more likely that the Rams run it 150 times and Todd Gurley goes for 200 yards. But they are both fantastic options.
They really are. Got to check on Buster Screen because it hasn't just been Trumaine Johnson. Buster Screen's been out also for the Jets, and they've been depleted in the secondary. But let's see what the Google Assistant has to say. So, all right, going to get the app out now. Hey, Google, talk to CBS Sports.
Hi, this is CBS Sports and we are using our fantasy football computer projections and expert rankings to answer your start, sit or add, drop questions. Ask a question like, should I add Austin Ekeler, or should I drop Philip Rivers? You can also ask us to choose between two players.
Should I start Kirk Cousins or Jared Goff?
Jared Goff is projected for more fantasy points than Kirk Cousins. What else would you like to know?
Heath, what are your weekend plans?
I am going to Orlando for the Food and Wine Festival. Plan on trying about 40 different types of beer.
That's
pretty
a lot.
Typical weekend for me.
I've never had 40 types of beer. I don't know that I've had four.
No, that's, I'm sorry. I will have a couple extra for you.
Enjoy it. All right, that's good stuff from the Google Assistant, who can't tell us what Heath is going to do for the weekend, but can tell us who to start, who to sit, who to add, and who to drop. And you can use the Google Assistant app or on any type of phone, Google Assistant on Android all season long, by asking, hey, Google, talk to CBS Sports. And each week we'll tackle key fantasy questions. So submit your questions at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com or at CBS Fantasy on Twitter to have your questions answered on CBS Sports HQ live. New Orleans is at Baltimore. Hands down, I think we all agree, the most interesting game on the fantasy schedule. Stat of the game.
Aren't the Patriots playing the Bears?
That is actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, that to me, that's more interesting.
Less interesting without Khalil Mack if he doesn't play. But
yeah, he'll play. He'll be there.
This is really fun. You've got two great run defenses. You've got a team that is terrible against quarterbacks. That would be the Saints. You've got Drew Brees on the road where he's had one terrible fantasy game and one great fantasy game. But your stat of the game is that the Ravens allow 3.6 yards per carry to running backs, the fewest fantasy points to opposing running backs, and only one touchdown to a running back all season long, and that was Royce Freeman. All right, we will get to Ingram and Kamara in a second, but let's start with Drew Brees. Start or sit Drew Brees?
Low-end starting option.
If you can get Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton, Carson Wentz, you start them over Brees. If you have Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, Patrick Mahomes, you start them over Brees.
With you all the way, Heath. Every single last quarterback you said.
You said Dalton?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would also start Cam over him in a 4-point for passing touchdown.
I'm there with you too. I think the concern is twofold. Number one, obviously Brees playing away from the dome. That offense in general typically isn't as prolific as they are when they are at home. And two, Baltimore's defense. I don't know if you heard. They destroyed Tennessee last week with 11 sacks. Forget that. They've got a really talented secondary that can match up well with the receivers in New Orleans. And they've got a good pass rush that can get to Drew Brees. So this is not going to be an easy situation at all for the Saints. I almost think that they come into this one trying to lean on their run game a little bit more, or at least their running backs. Have Kamara catch passes, have both of them run, have both of them catch passes. Just try and lean on that element of their offense.
Okay. So you wouldn't start Flacco over Brees, would you?
No.
No.
Okay. Stafford or Brees? Last one.
Brees. I don't like Stafford that much.
Brees, but it's close.
Oh, that's right. Now here's the last one. Eli Manning or Brees?
Brees.
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 Okay, now the last one. Mitchell Trubisky or Brees?
That one's close, but Brees. I have Brees higher
right.
for now.
So he's higher than the waiver wire guys. All right, then, Ingram, Kamara, which one do you like better?
Kamara.
Yeah, by a lot.
All right, Jamie, then talk about that by a lot. Does that mean you're sitting Ingram?
No, but he's closer to 20 than he is to 10. It's just a tough matchup for him going against that Baltimore defense. And we'll see if they use him a little bit more in the passing game, which will be the hope. You're not completely benching him, but it's a tough matchup. I mean, Baltimore's run defense, I think, is better than their pass defense.
Yeah, Baltimore allows the fewest fantasy points to running backs, the second fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks. So we already said you'll start a guy like Philip Lindsay over Mark Ingram. Would you start John Brown or Michael Crabtree over Mark Ingram?
No, I would not.
In PPR, it's close, but probably not.
I would not.
And without
which running backs, which non-obvious running backs are you starting ahead of Ingram this week? Like James White is going to be there for you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Lindsay.
And Cohen. Yep. Carlos Hyde.
LeSean McCoy.
Hyde in non-PPR. In PPR, I'd stick with Ingram.
Breida?
McCoy. Wow. McCoy. Breida,
yes.
I'd go Breida in non-PPR, but not in PPR.
What about Yeldon?
He said McCoy. I really want to talk about that. Would you guys all start McCoy over Ingram?
I like the volume that we've been getting out of LeSean McCoy, and the matchup is obviously good. I'm not there. I can't do it.
I would do it in PPR, but not non-PPR.
Oh, really? Because Ingram was a big-time pass catcher last year.
Last year. And so was McCoy.
No, but not this year.
Well, I mean, in the games where he's been good, he's caught passes.
Caught like five passes the last 2 weeks. All right.
I think
he was good in one of them.
I think they're pretty much a wash in terms of games that or balls they catch this week. But
who's more likely to score?
That's the thing, Ingram.
I think Ingram is more likely to score. Not that I don't know if either of these guys are going to score, but I think Ingram has a little bit of a better shot.
I'll say McCoy's more likely to score.
Oh, all right. So let's not get too cute. I mean, Kamara, I'm assuming he's going to be like 95% started, and he's a top 10 running back in non-PPR, and he's top 9 in PPR. So I guess you could theoretically have James White and one other guy, one other stud that you – James White or Kamara? Last question about these running backs.
Kamara.
Okay. So how about – Michael Thomas, no, got to start him, right?
I can't get away from him.
Yeah.
But I would definitely lower expectations.
Any other Saints passing game participants that you're starting?
No.
No.
Okay. Flacco, how good is he this week?
Top 15, good streamer.
Yeah, I think he's fine. My problem is there are other streamers that I like more. But if you missed out on Eli and Trubisky, you've just been sleeping because you missed out on Jameis last week too. But yeah, you could pick up Flacco.
I don't think Jameis is a streamer anymore. He's pretty much a must-start
guy. But he was
guy.
widely available over the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I would start Flacco over Deshaun Watson. I would also start him over Stafford.
I agree with you on Watson, not Stafford.
Same. But I would start him over Baker. And maybe you guys feel differently. I don't know how you guys really come out on Baker Mayfield, but I think Flacco has a better chance to get you closer to 24 fantasy points than Baker Mayfield.
I would take Baker, but it's close.
Would you start Watson or Flacco in a 4-point per passing touchdown league?
Flacco.
Watson.
I'm going to go Flacco.
Watson had one game where he didn't run.
Yeah, no, he's running.
It was last week.
Last week was the only game. But
he was on the injury report last week.
And Dak Prescott just went for 80 yards against
him. I don't know if Houston's going to do that. Let him do that. If they did, that's smart
of
them.
I mean, every game this season but one, he went for 40-plus or 36-plus rushing yards.
Right, and so the correlation that I have, not to get on a tangent, sorry, Adam, but okay. I think the fact that he's playing hurt and not running is – you know, not a coincidence.
No, agreed, but he's practicing full, so you have to take that for what it's worth.
All right, then, let's go over to the Ravens running backs. Kind of stinks because Collins coming off 19 carries, didn't do much with him, 54 yards, but he scored twice. Now facing a team that allows 2.8, I think, yards per carry to running backs.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Tough matchup. Are you starting Collins or Buck Allen?
I'd try to not start either one of them.
Agreed.
Collins got off to a really terrible start last week, too. 10 yards on his first 6 carries. They stuck with him. I think they want to stick with him, but he didn't play that much more snap-wise than Buck Allen.
I'm probably starting Collins as a flex in most leagues.
That's but as good as it is.
Behind Ingram.
And you're hoping
he's been non-existent in the passing game the last 3 weeks, which is a little troubling because he was at least being involved the first 3 games.
And there's starting to be a little bit of talk in Baltimore about Gus Edwards.
Oh, Gus the Bus. That would be a big mistake. He is not that good.
No, but they're looking for options.
He got 10 carries last week.
It was in garbage time. But
okay. To the wide receivers here. The Saints allow the most fantasy points to wide receivers, but they are almost always better against number ones. Lattimore does a good job. Mike Evans had a huge game, but Landry didn't. Julio Jones had a good game, 96 yards, but not as good as Calvin Ridley, and Sanu outscored him too. Odell Beckham, 7 fantasy points. Sterling Shepard, 15 fantasy points. So this team gives up a ton of points to wide receivers. It's often the secondary guys. What do you think about Crabtree and John Brown?
Well, who's the secondary
guy? I don't know. You tell
group.
me.
Right. That's the problem, is that target wise, you would think that maybe Crabtree's a little more consistent. They talked about feeding him last week and this week, that they want to have him be a regular component in the offense. Maybe that's a sign that they don't think John Brown can keep being a threat downfield. And he's more of a shot play type of receiver. And they feel like Crabtree can be more consistent.
So are you starting either guy? Are you starting both guys?
I think Crabtree is the one that you should be more nervous about. But they're both ranked as like low-end number two wide receivers / flexes.
I think Willie Snead's a great player.
I think he's a great sleeper. Yes.
Hey, I'm talking about.
I'd rather start Crabtree. He's had more targets than John Brown, every game but one. And the one game was when John Brown had 14, but Crabtree still had 12.
Yeah, I like Crabtree better this week, but they're borderline start. I don't know how many people are excited about starting them.
Well, I mean, they have an amazing matchup.
On one hand, yes. On one hand, no. If you don't know who the number one guy is, where's Lattimore going to go?
That's true. Yeah, Willie Snead, the most consistent player in fantasy, and he's participating in the most interesting game of the week. You should probably avoid the Baltimore tight ends. This appears to be a strength of the Saints, and plus it's the Baltimore tight ends. But they allow the fewest fantasy points to tight ends, and they've played O.J. Howard, they played Njoku, they played Hooper, they played Reed. Tennessee is at Los Angeles. Stat of the game, according to MentalFloss.com, it is illegal to lick a toad in Los Angeles.
Game's being played in London.
Oh, so don't feed the pigeons. My bad. Don't feed the pigeons in Trafalgar Square and don't lick toads in Los Angeles. And this is an early game, right? It's a 9:30 game?
Yes, this is one of those games that you were talking about.
Fired up.
Wake up and watch football.
Marcus Mariota, don't start him. Tennessee running backs?
Don't start him.
Don't start him.
No. Deion Lewis is the best, but only in PPR.
So
is he the best?
It's not exactly start all Chargers, but it's sit all Titans, right?
Yes.
I may flex Corey Davis.
Why?
I may
you
have
don't
to.
Have anybody else? Everybody else is on bye?
No, I mean.
And it's a 20-team league?
Go pick up Jermaine Kearse. He'll be better than Corey Davis this week.
I'd rather start Corey Davis than Jermaine Kearse this week.
Willie Snead or Corey Davis?
Willie Snead.
Snead.
I'll take Corey Davis.
Does Willie Snead remind anyone of the game Snood, the computer game? Remember Snood? No?
You making this up?
It was big when I was in high school. It was a lot of fun. By the way, the movie Hereditary was not good. Don't see it. Philip Rivers. All right, little difference of opinion here. Jamie's got him 6th. Heath and Dave have Rivers around 12th. I think Dave has him 13th.
No, I don't.
Where do you have him?
13th, I think.
What? Did you move him down?
Like 2 days ago, yeah.
No. No.
Unless I failed to do it in one of my ranking lists.
Okay,
that
you have him 15th.
Does happen.
Then.
It says here you have Philip Rivers ranked number one. Jamie.
All right,
I have 15th in non-PPR.
What is he in PPR?
He was 6th in PPR. That's where the mistake
15th
was.
15th in PPR?
All right, Rivers is
15th. Am I the high guy on Rivers
14th
now?
And 13th. Oh, okay. Why are we getting away from Philip Rivers?
Because I think Philip Rivers can get away from high passing volume. I think Tennessee's defense needs the bye in the worst way. Just after how they played last week and how I think they'll get beat up again this week. Their offense can't put points on the board. So I think the Chargers can continue to roll with a conservative game plan, leaning on Melvin Gordon and Austin Eckler.
One touchdown to Keenan Allen. That's all he's getting.
Okay. So it's more of a volume thing. He only threw 20 passes last week.
That might be his only pass.
One pass. 80 yards.
He was 1 of 1 for 3 yards.
All right, then. Melvin Gordon we're starting, and Keenan Allen people are going to start him. So is there anyone else that you want to start on San Diego, on the Chargers?
Playing in London.
Yeah.
Don't feed the pigeons. No, Mike Williams has been too inconsistent. You can't trust Tyrell Williams despite last week's game. So, I mean, it's Gordon, it's Allen, it's maybe Eckler's a flex.
I think it's a fun game to rank Deion Lewis, Austin Eckler, and Derrick Henry.
It's Eckler, space, lots of space.
Any more space?
A few more spaces than any Titans guy.
I will go Lewis, Eckler, Henry.
Wow.
In PPR, I could see that. But in non, I'll go Eckler, Lewis, Henry, and I don't feel amazing about starting any of them.
Deion Lewis sometimes catches passes. The Chargers have allowed 50 or more receiving yards to three running backs this
Since
year.
Since week one, he has one game with more than three catches.
I said sometimes. Week one counts. Week one counts. It's the third of the season. Two out of six
games.
Okay,
so two games, he's had more than three catches.
Yes. I'm just as that sometimes. 33% is sometimes.
It's like Bilal Pell.
Tennessee has allowed 100-yard receiving games to Kenny Stills, DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, and Alshon Jeffrey, plus 93 yards to Michael Crabtree. So come on, Keenan Allen. Make it happen. Chargers DST is top four. Titans allow the third most fantasy points to opposing DSTs. So if you're making a FanDuel lineup, why don't you throw in the Chargers DST?
Because it's not on the slate.
Oh, because it's at 9:30. God,
hey, this game's in London.
It's at 4 o'clock.
Play it early.
No, you. First of all, you can play slates with it.
Yes, you can. So, it's just not so the main that. Slate.
It's not on the main slate. It's not on the main slate. That was a terrible segue. All right, let me do a better segue. I think you might want to avoid Mark Ingram in FanDuel this week. How's that?
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. Heath, do you have any FanDuel values you'd like to talk about?
I still think Taylor Gabriel is too cheap. So I will definitely have some of him. I think we talked about Jermaine Kearse already, so I'll definitely have some of him. I'm going to play almost entirely all of the Jameis Winston, who is still underpriced and a top two quarterback for me in FanDuel scoring. And I don't know that there's a running back that I really love that's under. I liked Latavius Murray a lot if Cook was going to be out, but I don't think he is. So Adrian Peterson may be my favorite running back under 6,500.
Okay. So, look, if you're frustrated with your season, 2-4, 1-5, 0-6, it's a great time to start playing FanDuel. You don't have to worry about, I went up against the team that scored the most points and I had the second most points, so I lost. No, if you score a lot of points, you're going to win some money. And in our contest at fanduel.com/FFT, it's only $5 to enter and you can win $500 if you get first place and there are more payouts after that. But that's fanduel.com/FFT. You also get a $5 bonus when you make your first deposit on FanDuel. That's for new users only. Bonus is not available for withdrawal and state and age restrictions apply. For full eligibility rules and terms and conditions, go to fanduel.com. And please go to fanduel.com/FFT. Get signed up right now and make your first deposit for a $5 bonus and compete against us. Houston's at Jacksonville. Stat of the game, DeAndre Hopkins in two games against the Jaguars last year. He had 29 targets. He caught only 11 of them, but he did score two touchdowns. Start or sit DeAndre Hopkins?
Must start.
Start, but don't play him in daily.
Oh, thank you. FanDuel. Start or sit any other Texans?
No.
Start the defense.
I don't mind Kiki QT in PPR as a flex. Maybe if you're in a little bit of a pickle, you can use him as a number two wide receiver. The one thing that caught my eye from what Bill O'Brien said this week is that Watson has to get the ball out faster. So I wonder if they try and mandate a lot of fast throws after the snap. And that would benefit QT the most since he's running these slot routes right over the middle of the field.
You think it'd be too QT to start him over Demaryius Thomas?
In PPR, I would go with QT.
In any format, go with QT.
Would you start, would you drop Will Fuller for Kiki QT? Rest of season.
So it's interesting that we're going to talk about Fuller. I'm not ready to drop him. I think he looks okay. And he almost had a deep touchdown last week. He was overthrown.
Didn't he draw pass interference or something?
He did. And yes, he did.
In the end zone.
I don't think it has to do with his health. I do think it has to do with Deshaun Watson's time in the pocket. And also, it's Kiki QT. Look at the numbers for Fuller since QT's arrived. It's gone a little south-ish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, over the last three games, QT has like 17 more targets. 16 more targets than Fuller.
Again, they're going to lean on those shorter routes, and that takes away the deep ball for Fuller. What they need to do is get Fuller involved on the shorter routes, too. Run some rub plays and screens to get him going.
I just don't think he's as good at those as QT is.
All righty.
Getting too cute to have Fuller do it.
Let's get to the Jaguars here. Bortles or Watson?
Bortles.
I think I have Watson higher.
I have Watson higher, but it's really close.
Jamie, would you start?
Sportsline has Bortles as a top 10 quarterback. Ahead of Brady.
Jamie, would you start Bortles or Watson in 4 point per passing touchdown leagues?
Bortles.
Yeah, Bortles runs as much as Watson does.
Yep.
No, he doesn't.
It's not far off.
Is it? Well, okay.
Let's see. Blake Bortles this season has 188 rushing yards.
Mm, that's pretty good.
Not quite as much as Watson, but not far behind. No, Watson has 203. So okay. He's 15 yards shy.
Oh, wow, that's pretty sneaky. Bortles has given you at least 2 fantasy points as a rusher every week. All right.
He's been their most consistent running back.
But TJ Yeldon, Houston allows 3.4 yards per carry to running backs. They're maybe a little vulnerable in the passing game. What do you think about Yeldon this week?
Must start.
If he plays, I start him.
And any Jacksonville wide receivers?
Westbrook as a flex.
Yeah.
Westbrook or QT?
I prefer Westbrook.
How come?
I think they're kind of similar. I'll take QT.
I think the matchup's much better for Westbrook.
I think it is too. So in non-PPR, I've got Westbrook a spot ahead of QT.
I think the Texans are sneaky bad against wide receivers. They haven't really.
Oh, they're not sneaky bad. They've been fortunate. They played Buffalo last
year. Yeah, they haven't played that many good wide receivers, but the good ones have been good against them. Like, very good.
The problem is that you don't know which Bortles is going to show up, and you don't know which receiver is going to be the one who could end up being the best one.
And like, that offensive line for Jacksonville is bad. The only thing that's saving them is the Texans' offensive line is worse.
Jacksonville DST is top 2, and Houston's DST. All right, let me make sure I have this right, because maybe I was looking at PPR with the DSTs like I was with Rivers. The Texans, Jamie's got them 13th, Dave has them 5th, and Heath has them 2nd.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen DSTs do well against Jacksonville.
On the road.
Okay, that's true. We missed one sneaky play, and he's a very sneaky play in DFS.
Okay.
James O'Shaughnessy.
O'Shag Hennessy.
What's
that?
O'Shag
Hennessy? You know that reference?
O'Shag Hennessy.
That's key.
Austin Seferian Jenkins is gone.
God,
Kyle
you guys
Paul
are lame.
Is gone.
Yeah. You guys are lame. You don't know Keyan Peele. It's like their most famous bit. You got to look it up. Substitute teacher.
Okay. That was much more important than whatever I had to say.
O'Shag Hennessy. Yes. James O'Shaughnessy. DFS sleeper. Cincinnati at Kansas City. Stat of the game. Already gave it. 5 straight tight ends have had 57 or more yards against the Chiefs. And Uzama is up this week. All right. I'll just get him out of the way. Is Uzama a top 12 tight end?
Yes.
Close to it.
Yes.
Better in PPR than none.
All right.
And Uzama into the end zone.
Uzama or Jordan Reed?
Uzama.
Uzama!
Reed.
Uzama or Olsen?
Uzama. I have Olsen there.
Olsen.
Okay. So they're the same range.
They've got some safety issues in Philly that I think could help Olsen out.
They've got some safety issues in Kansas City.
That's true. That's a good point.
Andy Dalton, top 10, as high as 6 for Heath. Heath, you love Dalton this week. It's funny. It's like I feel like teams are just running all over the Chiefs, and they haven't been brutal against quarterbacks since the first couple of weeks. Does that concern you at all?
It doesn't at all.
Does that concern anybody?
That they haven't been brutal against quarterbacks?
Since the first couple weeks, they haven't. I mean, Bortles had 22 points on 61 attempts. Brady had 23 fantasy points last week.
But I mean, with 4 teams on a bye, if Dalton gets 22, that'll put him in the top 10.
That is an interesting bet. I think more than 10 quarterbacks will score 23 points. 6 point per passing touchdown lead.
What's the bet?
The bet is...
You have to go 2 weeks without showering.
I'm halfway there. I have no hot water, people.
Wait. I want to clarify. More than 10 quarterbacks not named Andy Dalton will score more than 23 fantasy points?
No.
Or can Dalton be one of those 10?
Yeah, he could be one of them. 22 fantasy points does not get you in the top 10. Okay. That's tough because Wilson, Roethlisberger, and Rodgers are all out.
That's right. That's part of it.
Yeah, that's tough. Does it have to be a stakes? Can we just have a fun bet? I'm bad at stakes. Can't cook them. You think about
it. It'll be one of the 12 lunches you owe me when you come down.
No, I just want to know if you think Dalton's going to have a good game or a great game.
I think he'll have a good to great game.
Okay.
Very, very good.
Joe Mixon is going to have a great game.
He usually does.
They are so bad against the run. OMG. AJ Green's top five. Start or sit, Tyler Boyd.
Must start.
Must start.
Tyler
Too
Boyd.
Much volume to ignore.
Raheem Mostert.
Tyler Boyd or Sammy Watkins?
Boyd.
Boyd. Watkins is the, Boyd. Watkins is the only tough one in this game, right?
Yeah.
What's so tough about him?
Oh, he's good. But you guys have him outside
the top
24.
I think he's a flex. I know he let you down last week, but I still, anybody in Kansas City's offense deserves at least flex consideration.
Start him over the guys in the Texans Jaguars game.
Even DeAndre Hopkins?
Ooh, that's a bold call.
Not that one.
Not that.
Oh.
All right, here's the fun. So would you start Sammy Watkins or Derek Anderson in Superflex?
How many points
for
a pass touchdown?
I don't know. I'm just having fun with it.
I'd go.
How many points for pass touchdown?
Five.
Doesn't matter.
Five?
Yeah.
Kind of a league, isn't
Anderson.
Okay. Minnesota's at the Jets. Stat of the game. The Jets have allowed 100 yards or a touchdown to 10 wide receivers in six games. So obviously we're starting the Minnesota guys, but also that tells you why we like Cousins as a top five quarterback. Minnesota running backs, what are we doing?
I am so disappointed in you.
Why?
How did you not sing Minnie and the Jets?
Minnie and the Jets. Oh, that's a good one. You're right. Cause I was going to let you do it. You sang it last week.
Yeah, you really disappointed me. Dalvin Cook for me is a mid-range flex. Latavius Murray is not too far behind him, but I don't really want to trust either of them.
All right. How about Sammy Watkins or Cook?
I have Cook higher. I guess I'm a little more optimistic, but I want to see what they say about him and how much more practice he has the rest of the week.
If he makes it through full practice, I think he's a number two running back.
I would start Cook in non-PPR, Sammy in PPR.
Alex Collins or Cook?
Cook.
Collins.
Ingram or Cook?
Ingram.
Kyle Rudolph or Uzama?
Uzama.
Rudolph.
Uzama.
In general, like, you just, Rudolph, we need him to score.
That's typically been what he's been his entire career. There was a time earlier this season where he was getting nice volume and his yardage was okay.
Yeah. He actually has had a very tough schedule. He has faced the Niners in week one. He's caught one pass. It was a touchdown. They stink against tight ends. But his other five games, Rudolph's other five games, are against teams that are currently in the top 10 in fantasy points allowed to tight ends. Now, give me 1 second. I'll tell you where the Jets rank. But as we do that,
I can tell you what Rudolph's done the last 3 weeks.
18th. The Jets are 18th against tight ends. No, we know what Rudolph's done. It's not
much.
I mean,
consistent diet of 5-6 targets a game.
The Jets running backs. We're sitting Darnold. But the Jets running backs, Powell or Crowell, first of all, who do you like better?
Powell.
And would you start either of them over Dalvin Cook?
No.
Yes.
Which one?
Crowell.
So you would rank the running backs Crowell, Cook, Murray, Powell? I don't know how you have the others ranked.
Yeah, I think that's exactly how. Actually, I go Crowell, Cook, Powell, Murray.
It's a good run defense here. Minnesota, seventh fewest fantasy points to running backs, 3.8 yards per carry to running backs. Todd Gurley, the only running back with more than 60 rushing yards against the Vikings, and there have been three others with 16 or more carries, and they haven't been able to get to 60 rushing yards. So this is not a game where we're super pumped about the running backs. That's the bottom line.
Is this one like the top five run offense against the top five run defense?
The Jets have a top five run offense?
They might, but I mean, they got the free space already this year, so.
The Lions?
No, the Broncos.
And the Broncos. They had them both.
Yeah, they're the Vikings are going to destroy them.
All right, so then that means there's going to be some passing. What do we do about the Jets wide receivers?
The Vikings are going to destroy them.
But
I mean, you could look at Kurse as a number three receiver in PPR if he's going to get that type of volume, but they don't have any bells to throw to at this point.
If Robbie Anderson's healthy, he's a boom bust flex,
and he's going to get Xavier Rhodes most likely.
But I bet he doesn't get him alone. I bet they tilt the safety coverage a little bit more toward his side of the field. Kurse, I think on volume could get you, I'll be safe and say 6 for 66 yards.
Fair estimate.
Detroit's at Miami. I did not have a stat of the game. for this
oh,
one.
Oh, but that's okay because I've got a scene from the Lions bye week to share with everybody.
Okay, by the way, Vikings DST is top four. All right, Dave, yeah. Take it away.
I need somebody to role play as an assistant who watched all the film of the running backs in Detroit, and I'm going to be Matt Patricia.
Okay, I will be said coach.
Okay, so be that coach.
I watched all the film of the running backs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kerryon Johnson's really good.
Mm.
That's Garrett Blunt sucks.
Yeah. What about Theo Riddick? Yeah.
He catches passes.
Mm-hmm. You can't see my dimples because I have a big crazy beard and my pencil's really yellow.
It is.
I don't care what your film says. Rookies can't be the lead back for this team. We're going to use three running backs. So
I don't think this actually happened.
No, that's exactly what happened.
Transcript.
That's exactly what happened. I guarantee you that they're going to be stubborn about this and they're not going to give Kerryon Johnson the majority of the workload. We're going to continue to see Kerryon and LeGarrette Blount go 50-50 in carries, and it's going to frustrate me and drive me crazy, Adam.
So
it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. I think when Kerryon gets his 12 to 14 touches, he will do way more with them than what LeGarrette Blount does, but they want to keep LeGarrette Blount in action. They want to use him at the goal line. I don't get it. I hate it.
Who's your favorite running back in this game?
It's Kerryon. And I think I've got him ranked as a number two running back, but it's going to be toward the low end of the number two range. He should be the guy. But until we see it from them, I have three running backs
in this game, my top 30.
I almost want to send an email to Matt Patricia. I don't have his email address.
Are you still doing the thing where you just don't acknowledge the things that I say?
What?
To Matt Patricia?
What?
I'm lost. All right, so let me ask some questions here. While we're on the topic of the running backs, all right, who is everybody's highest ranked running back in this game?
I have Kerryon Johnson as a top 15 guy.
I have Kenyon Drake.
Wow.
What? Really? Discuss.
I think he's going to catch passes, and he's got a great chance to break a long run, and he's my number one running back in this game.
I have Frank Gore ranked higher than Drake in non-PPR.
They've been giving
him more work.
I have to make that call in one of our leagues, and between Gore, Marlon Mack, and Kenyon Drake, I have to start two of them in non-PPR. Right now, I have Gore and Mack.
That's how I would do it, too.
That will be our next game we preview, by the way, the Colts game. But look, the Detroit, in my opinion, is the worst run defense in the NFL. If they're not the worst, they're one of the worst. The Dolphins give up a ton of points to running backs, but those running backs usually get either a lot of carries or a lot of receiving yards. Kerryon Johnson hasn't really done either of those things. But we know he's really good. All right, so Jamie, as the high guy on Kerryon Johnson, or you and Dave both have him ranked as the best running back in this game, who are some running backs you would start Kerryon Johnson over?
Mark Ingram.
Wow.
And Dalvin Cook, obviously.
And Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
I have Lindsay one spot behind him right now. I would definitely go Kerryon over Jordan Howard. Alex Collins.
Would you start Kerryon Johnson or Marvin Jones?
I didn't hear the first name.
Kerryon Johnson or Marvin Jones.
Oh, Kerryon easily.
Yeah.
Okay. Kerryon or Galladay?
Galladay.
Galladay.
Yep.
Kerryon or Tate?
Tate.
Mm-hmm.
Drake or Tate?
Tate. Love Tate this week. He's the best receiver in this game.
Tate in PPR. I think I'd go Tate in... they're basically tied.
What's your projection for Kenyon, if you don't mind me asking, Heath?
40 rushing yards, 30 receiving yards, and about a 50-50 shot at a touchdown.
How many touchdowns does he have this year?
One, I think.
Off the top of your head.
Drake?
I'm going to guess one.
Drake has the one receiving touchdown and one rushing touchdown.
So okay. Two.
Yeah, but he fumbled at the goal line, so he loses a touchdown. In that,
so you have only to subtract one.
Yes,
that should actually be a fantasy
a goal of a fumble at the one or closer, and you lose 6 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would suck.
But everybody's going to start Galladay, and everybody's going to start Golden Tate. Are you going to start Marvin Jones?
No,
nope.
All right, are you starting anybody in the Miami passing game?
Wilson as a third receiver in deeper leagues.
Yeah, I'd start Wilson as a number three. I think Brock Osweiler is going to lean on him.
And very underrated last week because of what Wilson did was Amendola had 8 catches.
He did. How do you feel about Stafford?
I do not like him.
Borderline starter.
Okay. Borderline starter.
I think this game is by far the hard, and we were talking about the most interesting. The reason I think this game is the most interesting is because it's by far the hardest to figure out the script.
Because yeah,
Brock Osweiler could come out and just throw three picks in the first half, and Matt Stafford could throw 18 passes. And then Kerryon Johnson probably is a top 10 running back.
How many games does Matthew Stafford have with 18 pass attempts max?
I would assume very few.
His lowest game is 26 pass attempts, and that was against Green Bay.
So he's a low-end starter. I just want to finish up with Frank Gore here. What do you think? I mean, if he gets 12 carries against the Lions, he really could have a nice game.
And he's been averaging over 5 yards per carry over his last two.
I'm starting him. I can't believe
it. He's been getting more work than Drake.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's like a safe 7 points in non-PPR with a chance for a touchdown.
Yeah. I think that's not a bad call, Adam.
I've got him for 11 for 54.
Okay.
Nothing in the receiving game?
1 for 6.
Well, that's something.
All right. 60 total yards. Buffalo at Indianapolis, your stat of the game. Andrew Luck is outside the top 20 in pass attempts of 20-plus yards and pass attempts of 40-plus yards this season. Doesn't really matter, just kind of interesting. Still not throwing the ball downfield. Starter sit, LeSean McCoy.
Start.
Number two running back.
Low-end number two, yeah.
Is he better than the Dolphins guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Is he better than
yes.
Kerryon Johnson?
No.
Yes.
I've got him a spot ahead of Kerryon.
LeSean McCoy or T.Y. Hilton?
Shady.
Hilton.
I'll go T.Y.
McCoy or Marlon Mack?
Shady.
McCoy.
McCoy, but it's close.
All right, so that's the only Bill worth looking at. Andrew Luck against the Bills, who have recently held Kirk Cousins to 11 fantasy points, Rodgers to 16, and Watson to 7 in 6 point per passing touchdown leagues. Start or sit, Andrew Luck.
Start.
I would rather start Eli or Dalton.
Wow.
I'm with you on Dalton, but not Eli.
I think Andrew Luck is just going to continue to do what he's been doing. I don't think the Colts try and get cute and try and win this game running the football. I think Andrew's passing is in their DNA. And no matter what the game script is, you're going to see him attempt 40 passes per game. And when he attempts a bunch of passes, he does pretty well. And his accuracy is... It wasn't good last week. There's no question, but it's generally very, very good.
What are your expectations?
He makes his receivers very good.
For Marlon Mack?
Huh?
What are your expectations for Mack?
I think he'll get about 15 touches and be around 70, 80 total yards.
He averaged 7.4 yards per carry last week against the Jets. I think that speaks to the Jets defense a little bit more than it does to Marlon Mack, but the 12 carries I think is going to be right about where you'll find him. He's still not dominating playing time.
Well, I mean, his first game back after a three-game absence.
But I think they're going to continue to use multiple running backs.
I would agree.
But
you have Turbin injured. They didn't play Wilkins, and I don't think this is a game that they're chasing points where Nyheim Hines is going to play a ton. So game flow, game script, I think will matter for Mac here. And now that he's presumably healthy, which, you know, who knows what time it is in Indianapolis. Whenever you're listening to this, you may have tripped and fell and hurt something.
This game's in London.
well, they're still in Indianapolis regardless. He should be in line for a decent workload this week.
All right.
And the Bills, for what it's worth, they've allowed a touchdown on average in their road games this year.
The Eric Ebron is must start. So, which DST do you like better, the Colts or the Lions?
Colts.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, we have to get away from Chester Rogers, right?
I would try to. I like the young slot corner that Buffalo has. Taron Johnson is his name. He's been playing pretty well. And Rodgers is certainly volume dependent. I think he might have that.
Okay. Do you want to say one thing, Dave? I cut you off there.
I feel like we're going to get fooled with the Colts DST. I'm coming to grips with possibly tanking them in the rankings. Just a dumb feeling that Buffalo knows what they're doing with their quarterback situation. And they stay competitive in this game with Indianapolis.
Bills DST or Colts DST?
Right now it's the Colts.
I've got them both top 12, but I'll go Colts.
Colts for sure.
We are out of here, everybody. Thank you very much for listening.
I thought we had one more game.
We do, Jamie. Who is playing?
Gotta go bye.
Bye, Jamie. Bye, Heath. Heath, have a wonderful time at Epcot.
He just straight up walked out.
Heath, have a wonderful time at Epcot.
Oh, he said thank you.
Oh, okay. And Dave, I'll talk to you tomorrow for the NFC home games.
We will talk about those home games and over the weekend. You want to answer some emails? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Not, this isn't your thing to do.
Well, then do it.
Oh, na 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 na.